This is SportsCenter.
Hello and welcome to the official Circle Jerk Fantasy League podcast. I'm your host and league commissioner, Mark So. Today I have a very special guest host who will be providing us with some expert commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome former Circle Jerk League champion, banished Circle Jerker Zach. Zach, how are you doing?
Hey, Rory, how you doing?
I'm doing well. We are here to discuss the Circle Jerk Fantasy Football playoffs. So I guess we'll go team by team, and you will give us your thoughts on each team.
All right, I'll tell you where I rank them.
Okay, do you want to start from descending order?
Yeah, we'll descend, yeah.
Okay, so we're only going over the top six teams, the six teams that are in the playoffs.
We're not going to go over Shakira, who is dead last?
All right, let's go over Shakira, the favorite for the Sacco Bowl. What are your thoughts on Shakira's season?
He's got a tattoo of Sacco on his head. This guy is a fucking dunce. He's never been good at anything in his fucking life. He's a little weasel. He's dead last.
Well said.
In fact, I would give him number 13 on the power rankings. He's that bad.
Incredible. All right, now let's go to the playoff teams. Who is your number 6, a.k.a. the least likely to win the Super Bowl?
The least likely to win the Super Bowl would have to be... I'm going to go with Emily, as she is a woman, and women are stupid.
I've heard this.
Yes.
Are you not concerned that she has Saquon Barkley, one of the best performing running backs in the league this year?
I'd be more concerned if Connor was playing on her account. I don't think her having anybody really matters. She doesn't have much of a brain. She's a pea brain. She's a woman. Put her in dead last.
All right, who's number 5?
Number 5, you know it's got to be Mikey.
Really?
I mean, he's hair on a hope and a prayer, and people like Shakira being in the league, you know? Although I did hear he did win a bet, and not banished, but the person who secluded himself from the Circle Jerk, Craig Faria, owes him $150.
What are the odds of Mikey ever getting that money?
Mikey would probably have better odds of winning the lottery.
I see.
You know what? Mike would have better odds of hitting a 12-leg parlay every day for the rest of his life than getting that money.
Interesting. Okay. All right, who's number 4?
Number 4 is, it's got to be Beandy.
Bean Dick, you say?
Yes, Beanie, Bean Dick.
he is... what do you think about Bean Dick's trade early in the season? Mark So traded him Leonard Fournette for Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, the best receiver in the league right now in fantasy points.
You gave him Leonard Fournette for the fucking cheetah?
Correct.
I think that's shades of the big bamboozler, Zach. I think Mark So just learned, you know, that he could get away with making... felonious trade. That's really a felonious trade, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know how Zach's trades never went through, but that fucking shit went through. You gotta be the fucking GM.
Wait until you hear my trade with Steven. All right, who's next?
All right, next, number 3. Gotta be the most winningest person in Circle Jerk history. The Philistine Jocks.
Sorry to spit out my latte. Please explain.
Well, you know, I just don't think that unless you can convince me otherwise with the Steven trade, so I have a little more background, I just think that Marxo is just not that good, you know?
I traded Steven Cordarrelle Patterson, a cripple, for Tony Pollard.
Ooh, Tony Pollard. He's like what? He's like what, rank 10?
He's up there.
On running back? That's a pretty good trade. You pretty much highway robbered him. You pretty much have, damn, Cordarrelle Patterson. What was he trying to get, a fucking kick return or something?
Apparently.
You got a fucking kick returner slot in this league that I don't know about? What kind of fucking shit is that? Steven, what the fuck? You motherfuckers are colluding. All
right, who's next?
Give some real money. All
right. Who's your number two? Are we at two yet?
It's got to be the Harvey Weinstein of the league, Connor Clark.
Okay. Please elaborate.
He's just so old and he's got a wrinkly penis and he probably has to coerce women to touch it. So we're going to go second, Connor Clark.
Breaking news. Okay, who's number one?
Number one, it's got to be, you know who it is.
I don't. I have a bad memory.
I'll give you a hint. Last time he was number one, he fucking was buying all sorts of fucking headsets and computers and laptops and stuff like that. And he had to foreclose on his house. Steven.
This all sounds familiar.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right,
I've never heard someone buy a bunch of shit and then an hour from then call up his bank and report a bunch of fraudulent charges. There's never been anything like that to happen in world history except for to Steven.
What a hoot. All right, well, there you have it. Those are expert Zach, a former champion. Second champion. I just checked my notes.
First Money League champion.
We'll have that fact checked. Any last words?
No, I mean, I just really hope Connor Clark and Emily don't win. I gotta say, man, I'm really pulling for Mike. It's just a true underdog story. You know, for a guy to have a combined fantasy football record in the Circle Jerk of about 7-100, it's so good to see him finally reach the playoffs.
Well, Mike has zero chance. Goodbye.
True underdog story.
That's all the time we have.
Take care.
Farewell.